Leading the news, both sides of politics have rallied around the opposition leader Bill Shorten for speaking up about a rape allegation made against him. Police have investigated the claim, which dates back to the 1980s, and say they won't be laying charges. Politicians from both sides say the matter should now be put to rest.
With the investigation concluded, Bill thought, well, I've got to now face this front on, and I think that that's a pretty gutsy thing to do.
From Shorten's point of view, he's better off getting this whole thing aired and ventilated and dealt with now.
The jihadists who kidnapped American journalist James Foley wanted $132 million for his release. Mr. Foley's employer, Global Post, says Islamic State militants first made the demand last year. Mr. Foley's beheading has caused international outrage. The man convicted of killing one of Australia's top police officers will find out today whether he will go free. David Eastman was convicted of shooting Assistant Federal Police Commissioner Colin Winchester in his driveway of his Canberra home in 1989. The ACT Supreme Court will decide today whether his conviction will be quashed after a fresh investigation discredited critical forensic evidence. And Cardinal George Pell has given a vigorous defence of the Melbourne response, the scheme he helped set up to compensate child sex abuse victims when he was Archbishop of Melbourne. At one stage, Cardinal Pell likened the church to a trucking company, saying it wouldn't be liable if one of its drivers molested a woman.